Uh-oh. Are we in the building right now?
Yes, sir.
Make sure we're coming through clear. You feel me? Hold on. Feeling good today. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite entertainment news and news commentary program on these beautiful streets. You feel what I'm saying? The Opinionated Brothers are back. Your host, Tyler Pie Guy, Cousin Scrapper holding it down today for HD. You feel Scrap, how you doing?
Man, listen, anything to move the spirit, man. Hey. Listen.
Scrap starting already. It ain't me this episode, dog.
Anything that's good for the spirit is good for me.
Because Monday just didn't feel right in my spirit.
Listen, when stuff ain't sitting right in your spirit.
Yeah, when something ain't sitting right in your spirit, you just have to sit here. And you gotta let the people know. Oh, man, but hopefully everybody's spirit is okay. I hope that you have had a great week. Thank you for coming back in. Shout out to everybody that's watching us. Via YouTube, Epic Echo Family. We appreciate y'all. Whether you listen to us, you know, watch us on YouTube, or you listen to us via audio, we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. Be sure to, if you're a new timer here, you feel what I'm saying, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and you can go to our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can check out this show and others right here on our network. All right, so just tap in with that, and when you go to our Opinionated Brothers page, you can literally, there's our our YouTube icon link, so you can just hit that YouTube icon and it'll take you straight to the Opinionated Brothers playlist, where all of our episodes are there on YouTube as well. All right, listen, we got a good show for y'all today. Not a long one, but a good one. Try to get out of here because we got some things to do today. So we got on the docket today. We got Kamora. We're gonna talk Russell and Kamora Lee Simmons' daughter, Scrap. Because we talked a lot about last week or a couple weeks ago how, you know, Drake and others are really kind of dating outside of their age range. And when I mean outside of the age range, it's like 15 years plus, right? Potentially, allegedly. But this
not 59?
65, Scrap. He's 65. Right, so we'll get into all of that later in the show.
Your fucking granddaddy is crazy.
Yeah, that's where we at with it. Siamese twins are taking over the internet. We talked a little bit about it on Patreon. We'll get more into it today. And we'll get into our clown of the week and our MVP of the week, of course. And then our topic of the week, if you haven't noticed the jokes we've been making, this whole kind of rap beef, quote-unquote, between Kendrick, Drake, and Cole. Or you can say Kendrick and Future versus Cole and Drake. Cole put out his response and then turned around and apologized. We're going to get into it in the later of the show because he just didn't feel right in his spirit. And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to ask a couple questions about what his spirit was feeling when he was actually writing 7-Minute Drill and Might Delete Later. So let's get right into the Scrap. Let's not waste any time. MVP of the week this week. South Carolina. Stand up. You feel me? South Carolina, stand up. Boy. South Carolina Gamecocks. 37-0, Scrap. Undefeated season. And a national championship to cap it all off. To put the cherry on top, Scrap. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, NCAA women's basketball has really been taking over this year. really just been, you know, the eyes have been glued to the screen for me personally. And the national championship saw Caitlin Clark and Carmilla Cardoza and South Carolina go against, you know, Iowa and Caitlin Clark. And we saw a very feisty game in the first half. And, you know, in that second half, that's when South Carolina kind of blew it out the way, you know, blew it out the water. And you got to think about this, right? Not only is South Carolina, Dawn Staley, and all of those women over there just battling one of the greats in Caitlin Clark, but they're just not battling her. They're not just battling Iowa, but they're also battling the ref, right? You have to understand that low-key, white America wanted Caitlin Clark to win this game. You understand what I'm saying? Low-key, the refs, to a degree, probably wanted Caitlin Clark to win this game. However,
Caitlin Clark,
you can't keep Dawn Staley down. Dawn Staley is one of the best coaches in our generation right now. When we just talk about coaching, now when we talk about women's coaching and women's basketball and what that means, she's entered God tier level. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she's there. Three national titles, 2 and 3 years scrap. And then this one in particular to go undefeated, scrap. Undefeated your entire season. You had scares, you had hiccups, but undefeated scrap to the Natty, and you win it against one of the best in the game. That's crazy. Dawn Staley and this particular South Carolina Gamecocks team will be hailed as one of the best, scrap.
No bullshit.
She has, what, three now? She's definitely going for 4, 5, and 6. I know she is. For her to be as successful as she has been over the last, what, just I would just want to say 3 years, it's amazing. So congratulations to South Carolina. Shout out to women's, to collegiate women's basketball and the WNBA. You feel me? I definitely want to see how a lot of I definitely want to see how Caitlin Clark, you know, kind of transfers over to the WNBA. If a lot of the eyes, you know, that were on college women's college sports or college basketball scrap actually transfer over to the WNBA. I hope so. Because
women's basketball is definitely making a comeback, though.
Definitely, scrap. Definitely. And now that you have this freshman class that's coming in here with Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Carmilla Cardoza, like, yo, you got a dope freshman class coming into the WNBA. And then, scrap, on top of that, you still have amazing, dope eyes that are still going to be wanting a Natty next year. You got Juju. You got Paige Beckers. You got some people up in there, scrap. So it's not like you're losing the essence of what this year brought. No, I think it's going to get better next year. And I think the WNBA is going to get so much better.
Definitely. Shout out to Oz and Wilson. Boo. What? Hey, give me a – hey, Boo. Hey, call me. Hey, just call me. Just call me. Go get me a ladder. Go get me a ladder. I'll climb that tree. I'll climb that.
Hey.
But all right.
Listen. Get a ladder now.
Listen, that shit is sexy. I don't like how Usher was trying to take my lady at the show, too. Have you seen him, bro?
Boy,
you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you always talking to somebody, lady, bro.
That boy, you feel me? A menace, boy. He a menace.
No bullshit.
He a menace. But you know what? Shout out to Dawn Staley, South Carolina, man. Y'all deserve it again. 37-0. That's a feat, bro. And if you don't know, I think her record over the last three seasons, scrap. Dawn Staley is 108-3. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, people, but I believe it's like 108-3 believe between 108 and 110 and three losses. I know it's three losses for sure. But it's like 108 to 110. Scrap. To go three seasons where you 108, 110 to three? Three losses. And we're not talking like in these three losses, they like major like 10-point plus losses. No, you lost by like less than 10 points. You feel what I'm saying? 7 points, 5 points here, 3 points here. Like, she's a different type of coach. She's a coach that people, probably not just women, want to play for. Like, if she coached in the NBA, I think niggas would want to play for her. Real talk. If she coached in the WNBA, women would definitely want to play with her. Period. I just think Don is just has that essence, and she is a great, and she is a God-tier type of a coach and will continuously be. So, congratulations to the South Carolina Gamecocks again. Shout out to NCAA women's basketball. Y'all had a phenomenal year. I'm excited for what it brings next year. I'll be watching. My eyes will be glued. All right. Let's get into our clowns of the week. Scrap. So, a world phenomenon happened yesterday, Scrap. The solar eclipse happened. Right?
Y'all seen it?
Hold on now. Right? Hold on now.
Okay. Oh,
because
shit.
The solar eclipse went from Mexico all the way to pretty much up here, upstate, all the way damn near to like Massachusetts, New Hampshire, right? Parts of Massachusetts, New Hampshire. So you got parts of Texas getting it. You got New Mexico getting it. Now they said in New Mexico or in Mexico, it would be completely dark, right? Now over here in New York, they said it would be about 90%. So that meant that it would be like a little crescent sun that you could see, right? Now, of course, they tell you do not look up at the goddamn solar eclipse because retina damage could happen, okay? You need special glasses. Now, you don't get the buffs, okay? You don't get the
Yo, I know y'all niggas was outside with buffs on,
you
bro.
Know them niggas was outside with the buffs. You can't go with the glasses bro. That I got on right now, Scrap. You
bro.
Know my signature glasses that
y'all
I
got
use.
On Ray-Bans
yeah,
and shit,
you can't
man.
Use no Ray-Bans and nothing like the Gucci Spurs. All that shit. There were specific solar eclipse glasses that you had to get, so your
my
eyes
nigga said.
Won't get damaged. Okay. So, you know,
bro,
putting the videos
that was
up
funny.
Shit, putting the videos up.
Y'all niggas
shit.
Outside with buffs.
Yes, niggas outside with buffs. Scrap.
Trying to look cool. Looking at that shit. Finna go real blind. Y'all
and
niggas.
And the funny part is, this morning, what was one of the number one topics on the internet? Oh, my eyes hurt. Okay, so there were a lot of people, Scrap. Who did look at the solar eclipse? I'm in the house, crap. Personally, I'm in the house. I look at the light. I see how the sun is kind of dimming, because when I talked to y'all about how like Canada had that fog come over here, and that shit was like kind of just covered the sky and shit, and the sun was dimming. It was like that type shit. Like you could just see like the light dim. And for a minute, when it got mostly covered, you can see kind of darkness coming over kind of the city a little bit, or especially where I was. And I'm like, oh, shit. You got a little cold for a minute, all that shit, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not looking at the light, Scrap. I'm not looking up at the sun. I'm not stupid. I'm not trying to be blind, okay? You have people out there, though, like I said, who's out here in regular glasses like me and got buffs on, got their Gucci specs on, looking at this shit thinking they protected. Again, niggas told y'all you have to have a specific type of glasses. The glasses look like 3D glasses that we used to get as kids when we was watching Spy Kids 3D and shit.
Hold
like
on,
that. You feel me? So you had to get those type of glasses. So now one of the trending topics right now, what people are sitting here doing is, my eyes hurt. My eyes hurt. Motherfucker, you didn't listen. See, this is what happens when you didn't listen. Now you about to be looking like Lil Ray Charles from the movie. Huh? You about to be looking like Ray. If you seen Ray, okay, go watch Ray. Little boy was blind. He got blind over time. Huh? Lil Ray got blind over. You're going to be like that. You're going to be looking up at the sun all the time thinking like, why I can't see? Why I can't see? Because your ass sat here and thought your dumb ass was going to get some fucking superpowers. And your ass is now blind. There's your superpower. There's your superpower. You have the power of blindness. Because your ass didn't want to listen. Your ass didn't want to put up the fucking... Your ass didn't want to sit here and put the damn glasses on that you were supposed to. Your ass didn't want to sit here and actually listen. Your ass, none of us wanted to listen. And we hard-headed. We fucking hard-headed. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are hard-headed individuals. We gonna do what I want to do. Okay, well, you go ahead and do what you want to do, uncommon sense.
Trash!
Now you talking about your eyes hurt. Well, why your eyes hurt? Why your eyes hurt? Because you thought you was about to be Magneto in this bitch? Because you thought you was about to get some fucking superpowers in this bitch? Well, you got one. It's called blindness. I don't know if you can cure that. But hey, you know, I don't know. Maybe if you look up at the next solar eclipse, maybe it could cure your blindness. Dummies. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you do that? Okay, let's get into Russell Simmons and Kamora Lee Simmons' daughter real quick. So, Russell and Kamora Lee Simmons, and I seen this, shout out to the Kempire on YouTube. I seen this story, and I'm like, hold up, whoa. Running through my YouTube feed and whatever. And I see that the Kempire put, like, you know, put out the story of, like, a... Kamora Lee Simmons' daughter with a 65-year-old man. I said, "Hold, wait, what? Lie again. No. I did my research and everything, and it is there on her Instagram with this old-ass nigga, 65 years old. Now, Scrap, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think he left us. But I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I'm going to keep it a bean. This is kind of T.O.B. Saturday's talk, but I'm going to keep it a bean. We talked about last week how there could be little to no conversation or kind of, how can I say, similarities to what a 40-year-old plus person, man or woman, and a 20-plus-year-old man or woman have in common. There's nothing that could possibly happen. So now we get to a place where this is a 22-year-old woman.
She's dating a 95-year-old. It's
damn
crazy.
Damn there, Scrap.
Trash!
Now, Scrap, in most cases, what does that mean? Hey, that's my sugar daddy.
Trash!
That's my sugar daddy. What is he put? What type of sugar is he putting in your tank?
That ain't sugar. That's Splendor.
Hello?
Sweet and low.
Sweet and... Because that's Scrap, Scrap. Come on, bro. 21 and 65 is crazy. 21 and 65 is crazy. I'm not about to sit here and act like I don't know it to happen, right? But not that age. I know a few people who sugar daddy and sugar mama and out here, and I know a few people who getting the benefits of that. But Scrap, 21 and 65, and then wait, Scrap. She then goes on her Instagram and says, "This is my boyfriend."
Your boyfriend is crazy. Boyfriend. That's crazy.
You know my question though, Scrap. Does your father approve of this?
Oh, I mean, he is in the industry.
Like, does your father approve of this? Now, I'm not saying it as like, oh, is he mad? I'm saying it like Scrap just said it, like, because he is in the industry. And he has had and still has had P. Diddy, No Diddy, like accusations brought against him.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of shit are we on? What level of nastiness are we on? That could be your granddaughter. Your granddaughter. And then you go for the pasty white male. Ugh.
Now, who taught you that? Your mother?
I hope not.
Yes, yeah, she did.
But Jesus Christ, Scrap, come on, man.
I didn't even read the comments. Like, y'all
listen,
was applauding that?
Was like, wait, hold up. What the?
Bro.
Now, you know, some is going to be like, what the fuck? And some going to be like, respect her choice. You know, you're going to have
to. Respect her choice.
You know, you're going to have to wait because technically, by the eyes of the law, she is
grown.
She's grown.
Fuck out of here.
Right? By the eyes of the
fuck
law.
Fuck out of here.
She's grown.
Fuck out of here. I wish my daughter would, boy. Listen. Listen. I wish like hell she would bring home. She 21, 22. Bring home a nigga that's 69. Bro, he got to come outside. He got to come outside and square. What the fuck? He older than me. What the fuck? Calling me pops.
65. He's. Scrap, he could be your granddaddy.
Man, he got to square up. What you think this is? You think
nigga, I'm getting a baseball cap to your knee. I mean a baseball bat to your knees, bro.
Bro.
Don't even come up in my house.
All these older women out here, you want her, and she want you. Yeah, I got to disclaim you.
That's
y'all can't even fuck with you no more, man.
That's nasty shit.
Damn, he's swinging that box truck. Well, yeah, man, that shit crazy, man. Y'all be careful out here with that shit, man. I don't know.
Speaking of being careful, Scrap, Siamese twins are taking over the internet.
Ooh.
Right? So this we talked a little bit about it on Patreon, but these Siamese twins, I think it's like Abigail, Abby and Brittany, right? Abby is the one who officially married her husband, I believe it's like Josh John or whatever his name is. Now they're in their early to mid 30s, right? And they're Siamese twins. Now they're Siamese twins to the point where Scrap they are together. Like you know, they're Siamese twins where you kind of have them. You know, there's four legs. You know, everybody, they got their own set of body, but you kind of, you know, you're just attached. No.
Mm-hmm.
They share organs. They share the body. They share it.
Yeah.
It is shared.
I got a lot of questions.
She said it. She said, we are shared. We share one organism. Huh? Okay. So I believe I do have the picture still. So let me see.
Because there was
questions that people wanted to know. Right?
When they have said. Some questions. I seen that.
Let me see if I can find these questions really quick. Let me see. I do believe I have them.
I know one of them was yes, they, you know, when they have sex type shit.
Yes, when they have like what happens when they have sex, and I believe her answer was something to the effect of her sister turns her head
and read a book or something.
Read a book.
But how were you feeling the same?
Now, Scrap, I had questions there too. When you said that, I said, "Now hold on. How can she read a book when y'all are one?"
Right. So what? Wait. Well, one more question though. One more. When you giving that neck?
Yes.
Does she turn her head? Are you giving neck too? Cause the end, double
Scrap,
the neck right now.
Scrap. She giving neck. Scrap. She giving. The twin is there. Scrap, you cannot tell me. What's that Money Long song? Twin. Nobody knows,
bro,
like you do know.
Because when the neck is getting given, what is you doing?
I'm trying to. Just, now, let's think about it from his point of view. He must be loving this shit.
Nah, I really think they, listen, he married both of their ass. It
he
ain't
had
no
to.
Fucking.
Scrap, he had
it ain't no fucking. Come on, man.
He had to.
Maybe the other sister don't want to get married. She wanted to be a hoe, but she can't be a hoe. Cause I'm just saying. Please don't beat me up,
we
y'all.
Might.
I'm
just
saying.
I'm
just saying. If she had her own body, maybe she didn't want to get married, but her sister did. She probably was the whole sister type shit.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, hypothetically, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. And... yeah, but, you know, like I'm saying, like, when she had get in the neck, when she giving her man some head, your head right there, it, what you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else can you be doing?
I mean,
But giving him some head, too.
You got to at that point, right? You got what to, she, Scrap, you can't just sit there and not do it.
Come on, man.
Is this it? Let me see if this is it.
You that's
can't
crazy.
Sit there and not do it. No, that's not it. But you just can't sit there and not do it, Scrap. You can't sit there.
Cause
not.
Cause then when you take a shower, he looking at both of y'all naked.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Scrap. He looking at y'all naked. He looking at y'all fully naked. Both.
It
of
ain't
y'all.
No. Oh, you looking at my sister, bitch? I'm looking at both of y'all,
Scrap. And that's what I'm saying. That's all. Awesome.
Black, come on.
Two heads, one body, and you telling me that you're not getting double the neck?
Y'all got one coot noot. You ain't feeling it. You reading the book. Stop lying. You feeling that shit too?
Yeah, bro. You in that? You
stop.
In that. You in
y'all
that
got
like
to
crazy.
Stop.
You in that?
Come
like
on, man.
Crazy.
Both talk of y'all in that hollering. Come on, man.
Right, because it's Scrap.
It's one cool note,
you
man.
Right,
it ain't
because
two.
Because it's one or they are one. They are one body. So it's so. Damn, that's a question too. Do your sister shut up? Does she try to hush when you are getting pounded from the back?
When y'all get pounded, cause
yes,
and
I'm
then
sorry, you right,
and then
when
wait,
y'all get pounded.
And then one other thing. So what if she meets somebody else, and then?
Oh, okay, I found it. Okay, here we go. She said, yo, because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. She said, yes, I have sex with my husband. She said, yes, I go down on him. She said, yes, my sister Brittany is there. Okay. She said, yes, my sister and I are I organism as one, which she means they are one. They are not. There's not like four legs and four. No, there is one. They are one. Right. So, but when I sleep with my husband, she usually is reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she puts the pleasure out of her mind. Scrap, there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
There's no
anyways.
Way. There's no way. There's no way. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, Brittany.
Out of mind.
Abby. I don't want to hear
bitch,
that.
Bitch, you feeling the pleasure. Stop. So who got more control of the body? That's what I want.
And you know what? In that moment, I don't know. That's an educated question that I would love to know. Who does have more control over? Which twin has more control over the body?
That's crazy.
And to be honest, they've been on the internet for a while. I was looking into them. They've been on the internet for a while. So listen, I mean, if you like it, you know. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
yeah, but like my other question though, what if she meets somebody and so now they got two dudes got to
hey,
share
I
one?
Mean two dudes. Hey, we just got to do what we do, right, Scrap?
Wow,
polygamy.
That is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, that's shit.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
I got so many questions, but I ain't going to lay it out on y'all like that.
It's a lot. It's a lot just, more questions that I have.
It's
I'm
a lot
just,
more
I'm
questions,
I'm
a, bro.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let y'all let God. You feel what I'm saying? All right, Scrap, let's get into our topic of the week this week. So, J. Cole has released 7-Minute Drill and Might Delete Later mixtape. I guess in response to Kendrick and what he had to say, 7-Minute Drill was mostly the response. I listened to 7-Minute Drill about four or five times, Scrap. Not going to lie, 7-Minute Drill, the beat was nice. Even the beat transitions is nice. Tonality wise, scrap. When Cole is coming at people head, Cole gotta stop being so goddamn monotone. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he just gotta stop. Like, stop being so monotone sometimes and, like, really talk to us. Like, talk to the nigga that you're talking to. You feel what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, as I said with Kendrick, light jab here, light jab there. I'm like, okay, light jabs. I like it. I'm ready for the meat and potatoes, though. All right, let's get to it. Come to find out, Scrap, that at J. Cole's Dreamville Festival, he apologized, and he didn't feel, as he said, like, you know, it didn't feel right in his spirit. You know, to put that out, and he apologized to Kendrick. And I'm just sitting here like, wait a minute. Whoa, pause, timeout, flag on the play, red flag on the play in soccer, for real. When do niggas start to apologize in rap beef in terms of publicly, Scrap, right? Because here's the thing. Me and you, Scrap, can sit here and have a beef, go bar for bar, whatever, whatever. We can be cool, but in the moment, we trying to take each other head off. We know we cool, Scrap, but we trying to take each other head off in the moment. Your bar for my bar for your bar. Yeah, Scrap, we're not trying to take it to a level of, oh, my God. Blood need to be out on the streets. We not in that era no more. I want old niggas to hear me when I say that. We not in the era of rap beef, blood on the streets. So I need old niggas to understand, like, that's not what's going to happen here. But I also understand the hip-hop enthusiast when they say, why the fuck are you apologizing? Then you have so many people in our culture, in black media, in black culture, sitting here saying, look at black men. They just don't want black men to heal. They just don't want black men to heal. Like, you can't apologize. I'm sorry. No, you can't fucking apologize. As a R&B nigga, for real, Scrap, who got into hip-hop in 2006, for real. No, you're not supposed to fucking apologize, nigga. And I came up really through the Lil Wayne mixtape era. No, you're not supposed to apologize. I've never heard an apology. Now, Scrap, we can apologize in private. Right? We can have a conversation in private.
Oh, man.
We can sit here and say, hey, let me call you Scrap. Oh, you know, listen.
Especially if we like...
You know, like...
If we like... The number one, number two, number three niggas in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, it ain't got to turn into no violence. It's it don't. We can get on this mic and see who rock this mic, no Diddy.
Exactly.
Who can rock this mic the best type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like with Kobe and motherfucking Jordan and you know what I'm saying? You think Kobe apologized to niggas that he done bust their ass?
No, bro. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't mean to bust your ass like that on the basketball court. You think?
That's what I'm saying. Niggas, bro, like, you look at Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Jordan and them, Charles Barkley, Hakeem, all of them. Nigga, they played in some of the roughest era. Niggas was body blows. Bow, bow, bow. Get out the way. Get it. Move out the way. But niggas is still cool to this day. Now, we ain't gotta say they friends, but they still cool to this day, and it's a level of respect. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have that, Cole. We knew from the moment this shit was popping off, Scrap, we knew immediately. We knew that all three of them is cool. Let's just put that on the table right now. Drake, Kendrick, Cole are cool. Cool. We understand that. We got that part. We as fans of the music, we got that part. Y'all are all cool. Bet. But who is the best rapper? That is what all of us are sitting here trying to sit here and divulge. Who is the best rapper? Some will say Cole. Some will say Drake. Some will say Kendrick. Okay. Well, if you're going to say it, put a stamp on it. All right. What does Drake do? He puts some stamps on it. What does Cole do? Put some stamps on it. What does Kendrick do? Put some stamps on it. And now you are three solidified as the best in the game. Okay. Now we're here to a point where Cole has said, and rightfully so, hey, it's my time, it's my turn, and niggas got something to say. Well, 7-minute drill and might delete later gets nullified with a fucking apology. Am I wrong, Scrap? It gets nullified. The 7-minute drill, the might delete later, gets nullified and washed when the apology gets said publicly. I've never heard a Jay-Z sit here and publicly, like, literally in the moment, apologize to that man. Apologize to Nas. I've never heard Nas sit here and apologize to them. Now, years later, yes, of course. Privately, more times than not. Hell, we can go to, what, 50 and Ja Rule, Scrap? I ain't never, and probably will never. But have they probably had some conversations in private? Absolutely. They ain't got to be sitting here tight, friendly, woo-wop the bam. But there can be a level of respect and we can be cool. Do you understand what I'm saying, Scrap?
Right.
We can be all right. I know that we cool. But who's the best MC right now? Who got the best spitter? Who got the best language on the fucking paper? That's what we as music enthusiasts and a lot of people who are hip-hop enthusiasts are pissed about. Why are you apologizing? Now, a lot of people already see Kendrick as the boogeyman. Nigga, as soon as you put the shit out, I'm like, okay, K-Dot ready. I already tweeted, K-Dot, it's your turn. Come out. We ready for you. We ready for the response to the response, because again, like I said, I don't care what Drake is doing, and I'll get to him in a minute. I don't give a fuck what Drake doing. I was ready for the Cole and Kendrick shit. Yes, yes, and I will say it again. Yes, I'm not expecting them to sit here and go pistol for pistol and put bodies on the floor, because that's not their MO. They are already cool. But what I'm sitting here saying is, when y'all are sitting here trading bar for bar, hell, hitting maybe even below the belt a little bit, that is what rap is. If you think a nigga shit is trash, which some people do, okay, then say that shit. If you think a nigga shit is trash, which some people do, then say that shit. So then that makes me, then that begs the question for me, Scrap. Did Drake write this verse for you?
Trash!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Cause I can tell that Drake had an impact in this. So, excuse me, did Drake actually write this verse? Cause the Cole I know ain't about to sit here and apologize for sitting here writing raps. And if you felt and here's my thing too, Scrap. If you felt it in your spirit, why didn't you feel it in your spirit when you were writing this whole shit? Because they said, not me, they said, hey, 7-minute drill was J. Cole writing the verse in 7 minutes. Alleged. Okay, well, if that was you, and if you did that, and you put it out, my nigga, don't come and sit here and say it didn't feel right in my spirit. You say that to the nigga privately. Because the perception now is like, might delete later, 7-minute drill has to be washed. Period. It's K.3, Cole 0. What? I was dead. Like, all the excitement that I have for this, and here's my thing, Scrap. I was looking at it on a broader scale, just on like a music tip, just how it was about to just kind of liven up hip hop a lot more. Bro, that apology just took the air out of everything. I'm sorry. It took the air out of just the whole type of excitement, Scrap. I'm not even going to hold you. I don't care about what y'all beefing over. I'm here for the music, personally. And that just took the air out of everything. Everything. We know y'all cool. We all know all three of y'all cool. And if y'all go to the bye together, we know it. Fine. Who's the best, though? Who got the best pen? That's what I want to know. Who got the fucking best pen? And this right here was the culmination of showing us who got the best pen. Not no more, Scrap, because the apology has nullified that. The apology has taken all the air out of the whole shit. So to me, I don't think we're gonna get a Drake thing anymore. I don't think we're gonna get K-Dot anymore. Cause K-Dot needed that. That's all he needed. He just needed a nigga to apologize. Oh, well, I'm going back. I'm good. I don't need to hit y'all with the 10 tracks I already got for y'all niggas. Nah, I'm straight. It took a feature and a number one for you to apologize. What? We apologizing, Scrap? Come on.
What are we doing?
Come on, Scrap. We can't. What? Come on. Come on. That's not the rap I grew up on.
That ain't the rap you grew up on, bro.
That's not the hip-hop I grew up on, bro. And that's not the hip-hop I researched. And that's not the hip-hop that a lot of my OGs came from. Even if they are some of the same ones that are saying, like, yeah, again, we don't want bloodshed in the streets. They're not asking for that. What they asking for, who is lyrically better? Because they come from an era where lyrics meant some shit. You feel me? And these are three of the best lyric. Well, I don't want to say Drake is lyrical, but I mean, he is. You know what I'm saying? But
lyrical, spiritual, miracle.
Yeah, but.
Stop.
I don't know, Scrap. I just feel like the apology just took the air out of the whole thing. So I'm not even excited for it no more. I'm not even excited for it no more.
Hey, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here a little early. I love y'all. Cuz, I love you.
I love you, cuz.
I gotta get up out. I gotta get up out of here real quick. Yes, sir.
All right, Brody. But for real, I don't get. I think I was just taken back. I was definitely shocked at why he apologized. Excuse me. What did it? And if it really didn't feel, you know, hit right in your spirit, Cole, why would you do it? And I think that's the question that everybody has. If it didn't feel right in your spirit, maybe to begin with, why would you do it to begin with? So again, I beg the question, did Drake write your verse? Because, again, if you didn't feel it in your spirit, and if you didn't feel right in your spirit, did Drake write your verse? Did Drake have some type of influence hand in getting this out? Because, as I said before, 7-Minute Drill feels very back-to-back-ish to me. So, and it sounds very back-to-back-ish to me. So, please. I'm over it now. I'm over this whole thing. So I'll still, you know, still be looking for what comes next. But at this point, I'm over it. I'm over the beef. It's not even beef no more. It's chicken. So it's poultry. It's poil. You feel what I'm saying? Like we ain't even doing that no more. So, you know, shout out to Drake. Shout out to Cole. Shout out to Kendrick. Y'all just be cool. Y'all just be cool. It is what it is. All right, y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. We will be back for next one for Saturday, actually, for TLB Saturdays. Let me know in the comments what you like. You guys want us to talk about. Shout out to everybody that continues to like, comment, subscribe to the podcast, wherever you listen to us. And shout out to our Epic Echo family on YouTube. We appreciate y'all so much. Run those numbers up. You feel me? We're trying to get to those watch hours. And we're trying to get to, hopefully, 5,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So that's what we're trying to get to. So y'all, we definitely appreciate y'all. The rebrand is going immensely well. So I thank y'all. I love y'all for loving us. And y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. And Black Men Win. I want to say Black Men Win is on hiatus right now up until next month. So we'll be back with some new content in May. Stay easy. And we'll be back. All right. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. And this has been another one. Love, peace, and hair grease. I'll see y'all on Saturday. Well, subscribe to the Patreon, and I'll see you on Saturday. Peace.